Penguin Random House Audio presents Waking Gods, Book 2 of the Themis Files, by Sylvain Nouvelle. Read for you by Andy Secombe, Adna Sablich, Laurel Lefko, Eric Myers, William Hope, Charlie Anson, Christopher Ragland, Karina Fernandez, Madeline Rose, Roy McMillan, Olivia Dowd, and Sarah Wells. Prologue. Personal Journal Entry. Eva Reyes.
Melissa made fun of me at school today. She's all about boys now. Enzo and his friends started calling me La Ivita Loca again, and she joined in. She said, "Look, crazy Eva's gonna cry." I hate her. She was my last good friend. Angie goes to Baldwin now, and I hardly ever hear from her. Essie moved to Bayamon. They were the only ones I saw outside of school. Mom keeps telling me to get out more, but there's no one to play with. We used to look for rocks by Rio Piedras. Essie loves rocks, especially those blue ones. I think they call kyanite. I went by myself the other day, and I found tons of them. I told her I'd bring them when I visit, but I don't know when Mom will let me go. She says I have to get better first. I'm seeing that psychiatrist again tonight. He thinks I'm crazy, like everyone else. They keep telling me it's normal to have bad dreams. But I know they're not dreams. I have them when I'm awake now. I saw it again today at school. And I started screaming. It's the same one I've been having for months. Everyone is dead. There are thousands of them, dead on the streets. All city filled with corpses. I see my parents lying in blood inside our house. I haven't told them that part. Today, there was something new. I saw a robot, like Temis. A big metal woman falling into the clouds.
Part 1. Kith and Kin. File number 1398. News report. Jacob Lawson, BBC, London. Location, Regent's Park, London, England.
A 20-story tall metallic figure appeared in the middle of Regent's Park this morning. Caretakers at the London Zoo were the first to notice it at around 4 a.m. Standing on one of the hub's football pitches at the north end of the park, the figure, or robot, bears a resemblance in both size and shape to the UN robot we now know as Themis. This new giant, however, appears to be a man, or shall I say, is made in the image of a man. It is much more muscular than the slender feminine titan that visited London less than a year ago, perhaps taller as well. Its colour is also different, a lighter grey than the UN robot, and it is striated with yellow light in contrast to the turquoise-veined Themis. According to early witnesses, the robot appeared out of thin air in the middle of the park. "It wasn't there, then it was," said one of the zookeepers. Fortunately, the football pitches at the hub were deserted at this hour, and not a single casualty has been reported. It is unknown, of course, whether this early appearance was deliberate, as we do not know where this robot came from or who sent it. If this is indeed a robot like Themis, and if it is controlled in the same manner as she is, there could be pilots aboard. If pilots there are they Russian, Japanese, or Chinese, or are they from somewhere else entirely? We can only speculate at this juncture. There might be no one at all in this giant structure. In the 4 hours it has been standing here, it has not moved an inch. The Earth Defence Corps, the EDC, has yet to issue an official statement. Dr. Rose Franklin, head of the scientific division, was reached in Geneva, where she was to give a speech later this morning. She would not speculate as to the origin of this second robot, but has assured us that it is not part of the UN planetary defence. If true, this would suggest that either a second alien robot has been discovered on Earth and kept from us, or that this one does not come from our planet.